Coleman from 105.7 The Fan joins us to talk a little Baltimore Ravens. Jerry, how you doing?
Jason, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm great. I'm outstanding. Before we get to Joe Flacco and the Ravens, are you happy that Deflategate might finally be over?
I am, in a sense. I'm unhappy with the decision. I thought that the judge might come down on the NFL side this time, but apparently that wasn't the case. I don't think the fight is over, and it's a lot different than just fighting one person. You're fighting an entire league that now is going to have a chip on their shoulder, at least in New York. So it should be interesting to watch how that dynamic plays out. But I am happy that we won't have to talk about it on a regular basis, hopefully.
Yeah, it got way out of hand for something that the NFL wasn't prepared for. It wasn't something they did on a regular basis. Let's talk about the Ravens and expectations. They've been a good team for a long, long time. Harbaugh or who's ever there, they always find ways to be competitive. What's the biggest loss this year for the Ravens? Is there one position, whether it's linebacker or running back, wherever, that they're most concerned about?
Well, I'd say right now they're most concerned about wide receiver. They lost Torrey Smith to free agency in the 49ers. I would say Haloti Ngata is a bigger loss, physically and literally, because of the way he clogged up that defensive line. But they feel like Timmy Jernigan, if he's healthy, and that's been a big question mark in training camp, Jason, if he can come in, he can replace him. As far as the wide receiver position, their top draft pick, Rashad Perryman, he was hurt on the first day of training camp and hasn't practiced since. And it's been, over a month now, and there are some people privately questioning his pain threshold and how tough he is. There's no structural damage after an MRI, so they really don't have a second wide receiver after Steve Smith, and that's problematic for this team. They've had a history of not having strength at the wide receiver position. They've had guys like Anquan Boldin and Derek Mason come through over the years, but nobody that they've ever drafted in the first round has been entirely successful throughout their NFL career.
Jerry, on the other side of the ball, when I look at the AFC North, I like the Ravens because of their defense, or at least the defense they've had. Will it be as good as it's been in your mind, given the personnel moves?
There's a lot of hype surrounding the defense and the entire team. This is a team, speaking of the Patriots earlier, that was up by two touchdowns in New England twice last year and blew that lead and wound up losing, and the Patriots went on to the AFC Championship. So they were very close. They've been very close. 7 of the 8 years that John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco have been a part of this team. But getting back to the defense, I think there is an issue with depth. They're very strong with their front seven. That's not in dispute. But the secondary, especially with Lardarius Webb, who hasn't played in a preseason game now in 2 years, he's been hurt throughout the preseason again this year, and Jimmy Smith coming off a major knee injury, they have brought in guys like Kendrick Lewis and Kyle Arrington to shore up the secondary, but we'll just have to see how that plays out, because all we've seen is glimpses during the preseason. But on paper, it seems to look pretty good. I just question whether or not Lardarius can hold up. And the last time they went to Denver to play Peyton Manning and the Broncos, I think he threw 7 TD passes.
Yeah, I do vividly recall that one. That was a tough one for the Ravens. Joe Flacco, his numbers suggest, he's a consistent quarterback. He's almost better in the playoffs. You've seen, is he better in the playoffs?
I would say he is. I mean, during the regular season, he puts up pretty average numbers, which is why he's never really been a first-team Pro Bowler or All-Pro or anything of that nature. He basically manages the offense, and sometimes when the game's on the line, he can deliver. He seems to be a more efficient when it's a two-minute situation or in a playoff situation, and this team really needs him. During the playoffs, except for that Super Bowl year, he hasn't been overly spectacular, but that year that he had in that run to New Orleans and winning it all and getting that huge contract changed the game for him.
Jerry Coleman joins us talking Baltimore Ravens. Jerry, Rashad Perryman, a lot of people very high in him. Unfortunately, he's injured. What's the status? How long?
We don't know, and that's the frustrating part for John Harbaugh, is he gets routinely asked about it and very very upset about not having a timetable. And again, people questioning how tough this kid is. He was there throughout all the OTAs and rookie camp. I would suspect that on day one at training camp, maybe he got a little rambunctious and, you know, overexerted himself with the veterans there and hurt himself. That's the only thing I can think of, because he was fine throughout training camp and was getting rave reviews for being so fast. Now you have to question that and how he's going to perform without any real practice at the NFL level except during OTAs and rookie minicamp.
Jerry, if the passing game is a question mark, at least in terms of depth behind Smith, do the Ravens have the kind of offensive line and the kind of backs that can at least get something done on the ground?
They do. The offensive line is another strength. They return all five starters, including Kelechi Osemele and Eugene Monroe right there on the left side playing left guard and left tackle respectively. Jeremy Zutaw will be your center. You got Marshall Yanda, perhaps the best player on the team at right guard. And then at right tackle, they're going with Ricky Wagner. So they all return from last year. And then Justin Forsett, coming off a Pro Bowl year, is a guy that can catch a ball out of the backfield. They brought in Mark Trestman to replace Gary Kubiak as their offensive coordinator. He likes to do a lot of that, throwing out of the backfield. They have a backup running back in Lorenzo Taliaferro that's hurt right now, who can catch out of the backfield. They drafted a kid named Buck Allen in the latter rounds, and he might have a shot at making this team and playing a lot tonight in Atlanta since none of the starters will go. So that could be an option. And also Crockett Gilmore, tight end in his second year, is a guy who can catch the ball, because it doesn't look like Dennis Pitta may ever play football again with his second hip injury in 2 years.
One other young player that a lot of people are intrigued by is the tight end Max Williams. How's he look?
Yes. He's looked okay. He didn't play in the last game for an unspecified injury, has been dehydrated at times during practice, I think has had a rough time. There are high hopes for him, though. Has made a couple of plays during the preseason and in practice that I've seen, so the expectations are legitimate. You could see him a lot with Gilmore out there in the two tight end set, and also making a lot of plays as well and catching the ball. So he's done a lot more than Breshad Perryman because of the fact that he's just been able to be out there on the football field. So, you know, we're going to have to see how this offense works under Trestman. We're, you know, waiting to see. It's to be determined because, again, you only get a glimpse during the preseason, just a real small one.
Jerry, the AFC North, I mean, just look at the standings. I mean, it's murderer's row, really, at the top of it. Has anybody dropped off in your mind, and is anybody markedly better in your mind? Because it's neck and neck at the top.
Yeah, I would say there's been some ups and downs for each team. I'd say Cleveland's still at the bottom. Cincinnati probably has been where they have been the last few years. The Steelers' defense, though, has been noticeably different. They've dropped off, and they've lost Dick LeBeau along with a lot of key players due to age and other financial reasons moving on. So I think that's going to be a difference maker. I think it'll come down to the Steelers and the Ravens. I think the Bengals will play a part, but, you know, I don't take Cincinnati serious until they win a playoff game.
Fair point. Very fair point. I mean, you know,
it's been a long time. Long time.
And Andy Dalton and Flacco are kind of the opposite. Dalton could look decent in the regular season. It's terrible in the postseason, so...
Exactly. Yet they're making the same type of money, although Joe's got a little more guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, and quarterbacks really now, you know, there's so much onus on that position. If you don't have one, you really don't have a chance to even remotely compete. So if you're not concerned about the Bengals, is it the Ravens Steelers? Are the Steelers the team to beat in the division in your mind?
I think so, because they still have Ben there. The offense is pretty solid. The defense, again, is a question mark, so that will be interesting with LeBeau gone now. But I think usually it comes down to those two teams in the regular season. I mean, look at the history. Yeah, the Bengals have played a part, but I think it'll be the Steelers and the Ravens, again, fighting it out. They have a big Sunday night game late in the season that could really have playoff implications.
Jerry, we really appreciate the rundown. Final preseason games starting tonight, and then we will get into the regular season next Thursday. Should be a lot of fun. Appreciate your time.
Anything to distract me from tonight's game, my pleasure.